Hello, everyone, and happy Divine Mercy Sunday. How did it go? Our hands are full over here. Part of the challenge of doing videos with a whole bunch of kids in the house is you never know who's going to come down through the stairs. So this is Sarah, and she's not sucking on cleaning supplies.
Yeah, don't worry. It's just water. Purely water.
So we wanted to do a video just wrapping up this group and tying up loose ends. So Janelle, you have a list.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for joining us for these 9 days. I know some of you, it's been so neat to get messages from you saying, this is the first time I've ever prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and you've been a Catholic your whole life, or maybe you're a new Catholic, and this is your first time you've been exposed to this devotion, this novena. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. I just feel like heaven must be rejoicing today for all of the prayers that have been offered up during this novena. The other thing, if you are currently in our Facebook group for the Divine Mercy Novena, stay in it, because we'll be doing this again next year. We've been doing it. This was our fourth year, I believe.
And some of you have been joining us for 4 years. For those of you who have been regular with us, thank you so much. It's been nice to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And I've been blessed also to get to know some of you who've been in our groups, and I go on the road for parish missions, and you show up at the parish missions and say hi. Please do that. If you know that I'm in your area, I'd love to meet you. Mm-hmm. But stay in the group because we'll
do it again next year. And then we often do promote the other things that we have going on during the year. And who knows, maybe God will inspire us to do something different. But typically what we always offer is a Marian consecration during Advent. That's always one of the highlights of my year. Also a rosary, a 31-day rosary group for the month of October. And these are both on Facebook. So if you're watching this from YouTube, please find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just search our name, Ken Yasinski or Janelle Yasinski.
I'll put a link in the descriptions.
The other thing I wanted to mention is if you want to stay connected with any of these videos that Ken is making, please go to his website, catholicspeaker.com, and fill in, there's a little box that says Catholic Minute, fill in your information, and then anytime that he releases any video blogs or anything like that.
Or stuff like this, you get in your inbox.
Yes. Yeah. So it's one way to stay connected. The other thing is, if you're ever looking for any online faith and fitness accountability, that's something that I do. Even through my pregnancies, through my postpartum times, I've been leading online faith and fitness accountability groups for almost 6 years. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of joy. And it's helped me to stay, you know, motivated and, you know, taking care of these vessels that God has given us so we can better serve Him and those that He's placed in our lives. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you're going to be doing a program with me starting tomorrow. I keep telling people that he's doing it with me so that he actually does do it with me.
the social pressure.
Anyhow, and it's all the stuff that we can do from home. So, and you have one last thing that you want to mention?
I think it's parish missions.
Yeah, parish mission.
So I speak full time. If there's a parish out there that would love to host an event, send me an email, ken@catholicspeaker.com. Head over to my website and go to the contact page. My fall schedule is getting filled up as well. I'm moving into 2021 for Lenten mission. So if you're interested, I'd love to serve you. And the last thing would be the Patreon. If you want to be a part of that, that would be a great blessing to us as well. But this has been fun. This is great. We love serving people this way. Mm-hmm. And as an honor that you would sit and listen to us, because our kids don't even listen to us.
Sometimes. Yeah. Right, Sarah? Yeah.
So with that, we're done.
Yeah. And the next time we see you, we'll probably have another baby.
Yeah.
Because baby will come in end of June or July, beginning July. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's exciting.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. God love you. And keep changing eternity.